pinch and a punch for the first day of the month, as I used to say when I was in school, and we would go around pinching and punching everybody. Now, there is someone, I can't remember who it is, some podcaster, and they say something like, what is it? Something really dumb for the start of the month, like bunny bunny or something, or tortoise tortoise, some animal, I can't remember now. Who knows what that means, but the real saying is pinch and a punch for the first day of the month. Thanks, noisy motorbikes.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Something really dumb for the start of the month.
Rabbit, rabbit. Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode... Big Fatty, you're not prepared. You've turned the calendar, and you don't have the episode number written down. 1745, the BFO for Wednesday, the 1st of October, 2014. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me, little show. Y'all, I got a list. And we're Big Fatty, you've already fucked it up. Hello, pumpkins. Big Fatty, we all know what that means. It's true. I could have said it. Hello, candy corns. Big Fatty, why don't you use that one tomorrow? I will. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, did you say rabbit, rabbit? Did you say rabbit, rabbit when you woke up on Wednesday morning? Big Fatty, of course we did. We all say that, except for those crazy Mexicans from the future that go around pinching and punching each other. Well, it's true. Y'all can't believe it. Cannot believe it. With the only 3 months left of this year, y'all, I know I just go on and on about this, but y'all, I cannot believe that, you know, in Big Fatty's book, October the 1st, y'all, it's kind of like the kickoff of the holiday season, because, you know, we've got, you know, all the big holidays are coming up. You know, you've got the Columbus Day and the Veteran Day and the Election Day and Arbor Day. Big Fatty, you're silly. But y'all, I'm telling you, it'll be January, it'll be 2015 before you know it. Big Fatty, please. It's October. It's October, y'all, and you know, it's here whether we want it or not. Now, y'all, I didn't quite get finished telling you about the weekend on yesterday's little show, so I'm going to finish it up right now. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I believe I finished telling you about Saturday night that Granny did not want to go out to the Dudley Do-Rights, and my almost regular gentleman caller did not call me back. So, y'all, I'm still hoping to hear from him, because he was not available on Sunday either. But, y'all, on Sunday, y'all, you know, Big Fatty has had an obligation to some people, the Seda 69 and Timmy Sims and Miss Bacon, because, you know, they were a milestone phone callers, and I said that I was going to send them a prize, and y'all, I decided a while back that I was going to send them the swag that Big Fatty provided for the swag bags for this year's Pride 48. So, y'all, but I didn't want to send it to them ahead of the event. So, y'all, over the weekend and Sunday, I finished it all up. Y'all, I sent them the swag. And, y'all, what Big Fatty provided this year was name tags for everybody. So they're each getting a name tag. Big Fatty, they don't know who they are. And the Big Fatty Online lanyard that went along with that, y'all, you could pick out Pride 48 people anywhere in the casino, because y'all, they had the Big Fatty yellow lanyards on, and y'all, I was riding down the elevator while I was there, and I had on my lanyard, and this guy goes, "What's Big Fatty?" And I said, "Well, that's kind of my nickname." He goes, "But you're you're not big and fat. I said, yeah, that's kind of why it's my nickname. And he went, thank you for calling. And y'all, then he ran out. I thought he was going to TT. Big fat and small guy. But anyway, over the weekend, I got all of those prizes out to those folks. So be on the lookout for those folks. And it'll just be lovely when they get them. Now, y'all... Also, on yesterday's little show, y'all, I had started opening the cads and the gift ads that I had gotten over the weekend, and I'm going to continue that now. Yes, Big Freddy! Make a wish! Now, y'all, I mentioned that I had a postcard from a couple of Mexicans, and y'all, it's a postcard. It's from Lost Wages, and y'all, it is covered. It is covered in glitter, and y'all, this is a clear indication that we're moving into the holiday season, because y'all, everything gets covered in glitter during the holidays. Big Freddy, you can say that again. Y'all, everything gets Big Freddy. it's really a card. And y'all, it says Vegas sparkles. All the places in Lost Wages are a fabulous sight to behold. Blah, it says Blah Fatty. Blah Fatty? Oh no, maybe that. Maybe that's a B I in a little G. Big Fatty, not Blah Fatty. Blah Fatty, Big Fatty. I think that we're going to call you Blah Flatty from now. Flatty? Blah Flatty. Sorry we missed you. Vegas was an awesome time. Tons of squirrels. XO, Urban Guy T.O., and the Turnip Head. Well, Urban Guy T.O. And the Turnip Head, it's lovely, and I really do love this can, because y'all, it's Vegas Sparkles for Blah Flatty. Big Freddy is silly. And so anyway, thank you so much, guys, that's lovely. And y'all, our final thing is... it's from Miss Beaver, that Kim Beaver, and y'all, you know, she went with her cousin, her second cousin twice removed, that Michael in Stuttgart, who, by the way, had a celebration of exiting the birth canal last week, but y'all, she went with him to Berlin for the Folsom Street Folsom Europe or something. Y'all, she said she was horrified, just horrified by the all the lesbian sex her cousin was having. Big Freddy is silly. But y'all, inside this envelope, there's all kinds of stuff in here. Oh, Big Freddy, look at that. There's all kinds of stuff in there. Y'all, let's just see what we got. Well, first of all, there's cat. And y'all, it's a picture of the picture of the Berlin Wall. And y'all, written on the wall is ruined. How pretty! And y'all, this is not Photoshopped to anything, and it says Big Freddy, dear Big Freddy, with all of our love from Berlin, where we went to Folsom, Europe. Horrible, horrible. Unfortunately, we will miss Hat M and Mr. Zed, who will be arriving on Wednesday. XO, Kim Beaver, and the rest. Y'all, I guess that's kind of like the original Gilligan's Island. Kim Beaver and the rest. Big. No, blah. Flatty. Y'all, it says the Tom of Finland stamps are official in Finland and a collector's item already. Let's see. It says this piece of the Berlin Wall is, of course, authentic. Ignore the made in China. Crap. So, y'all, let's just see what we got here. y'all, is Tom in Finland? Oh, are there stamps on here for Tom in Finland? No, that's not Tom and Finn. That's Linderboat. Big or fatty. But y'all, let's just see what the stamps are. Oh, I see. It's German stamps. of Tom and Fat. Y'all, this is lovely. Kim. Kim, you outdid yourself on this. This is, what's your idea of excellence? Santa Hotels. Y'all, she sent me some sanitary napkins from her hotel. Lovely, Big Fatty. And y'all, then the stamps, they really are gorgeous. It's and if you don't know what Tim of Finland is, y'all, then shame on you. And y'all, there's three of them. There's the police officer looking awfully studly, and and then there's the naked man between the policeman's legs, and then there's the naked man's butt. Big Freddy, I've never seen a butt on a stamp. Well, you've never seen a Tom of Finland stamp. No, Big Freddy, I have not. So, y'all, Miss Beaver, that is lovely. Thank you so much. I will treasure those, and they're already collector's items. You know, maybe I'll save those. Anyway, and Big Freddy, you better save them instead of throwing them away. Let's just see what this piece of the Berlin Wall was. And it says right here, made in China. It says Berlin Wall. Y'all, it really is. It says you are leaving the American sector. Berlin Wall, Allied, Checkpoint Charlie. And y'all, it really, it's falling out. Big Fanny, how did that happen? I don't know, but y'all, it's come unglued, Big Fatty. But it's got little pink triangle on it. Big Fatty, Big Fatty, you're not prepared. I'm not. I'll have to glue that back together, Miss Beaver. But it'll be lovely. I'll put it up here with my stuffed beaver. Big Fatty, don't tell her about your stuffed beaver. anyway, thank you so much. Miss Beaver, that's awfully kind of you to thank a Big Fatty while you're on your vacay. And, you know, I'm sure your thoughts are drifted with ease since you were with your second cousin twice removed. But y'all, let's get back to the weekend, because y'all, on Sunday, I was sitting here at the Fat Cave, and on the Grin Doctor, I hear, hi, and y'all, it was a gentleman caller. He was visiting from Hatlanta, and y'all, I was in the middle of washing my underpants, so I told him, I said, I'm not going to be available till after 6 p.m. in the evening, and he says, well, that'll be fine. So, y'all, he went down to the Dudley Do-Rights and had a cocktail, or four. Y'all, then afterwards, Big Fatty, aren't you forgetting something?
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I went down to, he invited me to his hotel, which is only about 10 minutes away from the Fat Cave, and y'all went down there, and y'all, I gotta say, and this was a gentleman closer to Big Fatty's age. He was still younger. Big Fatty, who isn't? We had a lovely, just a lovely time, and he is visiting from Hatlanta, and he says he comes over here about four times a year, and I let him know that I go and visit the Hats a couple of times a year also. So he says, I am really looking forward to my next visit to Charleston. And I said, yes, me too. And y'all, when I came out, y'all, it was pouring down rain. It was a frog choker, and the streets were flooded, and Big Fatty didn't care because he had a smile on his face. Big Fatty, you vulgar. And anyway, that was a nice way to end up the weekend. And there you have it, Big Fatty. Yeah, I guess y'all, I'm looking here at the October calendar, and y'all, I gotta say, there's a lot of fucking that goes in on in February. Be ready, please. but y'all, today, the 1st of October, y'all, you probably recognize the name, and his voice crops up every now and then. But y'all, he's kind of a semi-lurker, but still just a cutie patootie and a sweetheart. Y'all, is that Teaching Thomas? I don't know where he's living now, because y'all, about every now and then, I know he was living out there in the Colorado. Y'all, by the way, I saw that the Colorado out there in the Denver, that they had all kinds of hail and snow and everything. I hope that everybody was nice and safe out there, and that they were able to find ways to stay warm. Big Fatty, and I feel quite certain every one of them found a way to stay warm. But anyway, but y'all, if you see old Teaching Thomas on the Twitty or the Face Space today, make sure that you wish him a happy celebration of it. And Big Fatty, please tell him that Poodle hopes he has a lovely cake. Oh, Big Fatty.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, I guess y'all, I just want to close out today's little show. Y'all have been watching some of the new little shows on the new TV machine season. And y'all, there's one called Utopia. And y'all, it's about these, they've got about 16 people that they put on this kind of ranch thing. And y'all, they have to live there for a year. And form their own society and everything and make money and all this kind of stuff. And, y'all, it's really quite interesting that it lasts for a whole year. And, y'all, it's on about three times a week. So it's about like Big Brother throughout the year. And, y'all, there's some crazy-ass people on there. And, y'all, if you haven't checked it out, watch a couple of episodes of it. I think you'll find it interesting. Y'all have also gotten interested in the Red Band Society. You know, it's kind of, I think I described it before, it's kind of like Glee, but with cancer instead of singing. Big Fatty! And y'all, but it's really well done, and I've enjoyed that. And the other one that I've watched is Gotham. And y'all, it's about the backstory of the whole Batman saga. And y'all, I have found it to be extremely interesting. Yes, Big Fatty! Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely hump day. Y'all, it's the first of the month, and y'all, it's okay to pull your witches out. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Your scarecrows and your ghosts and all, y'all, get it all decorated up, because, you know, before you know it, the great pumpkin will be here. Big Fatty, you silly. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the little Aussie battler talking about pinching a punch for the first day of the month. And y'all, it's interesting how things are different in different cultures. And Scotty, just out of curiosity, what is it that you're looking forward to the most during the month of October?
Something really dumb for the start of the month.
Oh, you're looking forward to the BFO? That's wonderful.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.